Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Order now at Acura.com.
Yo, welcome to the NS9 post-game show powered by Permane Brothers. What's up, Tyler? How you doing?
How cool is it to finally be able to say that?
I know, right? Honestly, it's like we've had these graphics for some time here, a little bit. It's
like, wait
to show the new intro, the everything.
A little behind baseball here. Like, I was on first, so I'm just adjusting things. And I'm looking at the post-game graphics, I'm like, yeah, we did announce the Permanis thing today, but like, are we doing that yet? Ooh,
right,
man, we're there.
It seemed a little weird, but I guess let's do this. Let's do this, Tyler. Tonight's game, not the greatest game. It's a spring training game, so like, who really cares, right? Let's talk and dabble just a little bit into that. So yes, it was announced today. This is the very first game where you're seeing the graphics. Let's talk about it. So yeah. Permane Brothers sponsoring the North Shore 9 post-game show this season. Good stuff.
Oh, man. It's honestly, just personally, it's really cool. Little behind the scenes of Tyler here. Like, every single Father's Day since I can remember, really me being able to drive, my dad asked for one thing, and it's he just wants to go to Permane Brothers with me and watch something. Some sort of sporting event. And me and my dad, every single Father's Day, either the weekend before, the Saturday before, whatever it is, we go to Permane Brothers. So it's just cool, man. It's really cool.
Yeah, I'm pumped for it. I'm excited. It's cool just in that factor itself, right? But it's cool too, like what we're doing. So, you know, again, like there's an article out there. Check out Northshore9.com. Read the article if you need to. It's on Twitter as well. But just kind of talk about it here. For all those that are watching, because the ones that are watching are probably going to be ones enjoying this. But you know what? Let me put the other graphic up. This doesn't count, guys. And, of course, the Pirates didn't win, so it definitely doesn't count. But just for you to see and understand what we're talking about. So if the Pirates win, what's also happening is we're giving away two free Permane sandwiches. Right, Tyler?
Yeah.
So what happens is during a Pirates win, you have to come onto YouTube itself and watch our show on YouTube, right? But in the comments, if you type out comment hashtag raise it during the show based on that hashtag. So again, that's why it's important. You have to be on the YouTube channel watching. You have to put in the comments, raise it with the hashtag. We're going to select a winner that day and give you two free sandwiches to Permanente Brothers.
Yeah. I'm just really excited. It's honestly, it's cool, man. Like, Permanente's is a Pittsburgh staple. Obviously, it has a little bit of a thing with my personal life here. Just, man, it's just awesome. Like, thank you, Permanente's, for being part of this. And I'm really looking forward to this year.
I am too. If not for the Pirates, for the sandwiches.
Hey, at the very least, you get a cap of cheese, baby.
There you go, baby. Love me. What's your favorite panties, by the way? Is that what it is?
Oh, I'm cap and cheese all day.
Cap and cheese with an egg, baby.
Yeah, I venture into the egg every now and then, but really, I'm just cap and cheese in general. Like, I can't go wrong there.
Amen. Fantastico.
Chef's kiss, baby.
There it is. So, yeah, like we said, good stuff. Sponsored by Permanente Brothers, the two free sandwiches up coming this first season. So good stuff. So make sure you tune in, especially during the wins for the post game show. And I guess with that said, let's get into the actual post game show. All the views are going downhill now. Nobody cares.
Naturally, we have to follow that up after, like, with a 12-0 loss.
Right. Yeah, so Marco Gonzalez does not like sandwiches. We've learned that today.
Woof. Yeah. Kind of a clunker from him, huh?
Jim says Tyler's way more excited about Permanente's than Michael A. Taylor.
If Michael A. Taylor hits a walk-off and people get some Permanente sandwiches, I might become the biggest Michael A. Taylor fan ever.
Okay, that's acceptable.
But yeah, Marco Gonzalez there. Actually, just Marco Gonzalez in general. I guess I have some concerns with him, and I have since he's been signed. Do you want me to throw it to you, or how do we want to do this here about Marco Gonzalez? Because I think we know where Tyler goes with things. That
do you want to throw it to me?
Let's throw it to you here, Bernardo.
I get it's spring training. Ultimately, for all the highs and all the lows, for the fact that the Pirates are leading MLB in home runs, I get it. It's just spring training. But there's still encouraging things you see in that, right? And for all the reasons that Marco Gonzalez didn't look good tonight and gave up all the runs, it's just spring training. But there's still also things you don't like to see in that. Like, I'll say this, the velocity was up a little bit today. It didn't carry well into the game, but it was up a little bit. But he was just throwing meatballs, and he was getting hit very hard. And now, granted, too, it's the Yankees. Pretty much the best of the lineup was in there. And we know the Yankees lineup can do. I mean, you have Judge, Giancarlo Stanton. I mean, we know what Stanton has done in the past. We're unsure what he's maybe capable and going to do this season, but I know he's cut weight. He looks good. It's just, there's encouraging stuff. And I'll tell you what, Tyler, if you're a Yankees fan tonight, right? If you're NS9 Yankees, you're saying Giancarlo Stanton's back, baby. 40 home runs because he faced Marco Gonzalez, just teeing him up some meatballs. And yeah, he had what, like 1,300 feet in homers tonight?
Yeah.
So it's not an encouraging start tonight. Like, we've seen some things from Marco Gonzalez, and it's like, okay, I mean, he's a very limited ceiling pitcher, right? He only throws basically 91 miles an hour, and that's on a good day, which today was a good day. So I still didn't like what I saw. It still makes me very nervous. Again, this rotation is what really limits this team's ceiling. We see the offense that can come alive. We see what the offense can do, right? Certain players. But, like, again, the rotation is what's really going to limit it. And this is why.
Yeah. So just speak on Marco here. And first off, you mentioned the Yankees lineup there. It's legit, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Yankees are going to be dangerous this year. They are loaded. But I've had concerns about Marco Gonzalez in general. A lot of it's the velocity of where it's at. It does seem like he has trended downhill for a couple years here. The injury is obviously a concern, just his history there. I think with Marco Gonzalez, to me, and I don't want to like really throw tonight into it, because results wise, obviously it was completely atrocious. He was really bad results wise tonight. And I think process wise, he was just as bad tonight. He wasn't good on any realm of pitching tonight. And with Marco Gonzalez, he has to be able to pitch. You can't throw 89 miles an hour and not be able to pitch. That's really how he becomes how in his past major league pitching career, he's become I'd say, pretty good starting pitcher for a good bit of his career. I think with Marco Gonzalez, what we saw tonight, and hopefully we don't see it drift into the regular season. And I say that because I've been burned by this before. When we go back to Jose Quintana,
yeah,
Jose Quintana looked terrible in spring. And I'll go all the way back to Edinson Volquez, because I remember just trashing the living hell out of the guy. He was awful in spring training, and then all of a sudden on opening day, it clicked. With Marco Gonzalez, to me, right now, we're looking at a guy that last year, the walk rate spiked. The velocity's kind of stayed where it is. I haven't seen a different guy out of him, and that concerns me. We saw tonight a guy that he got guys into a lot of two-strike counts. With Marco Gonzalez, the problem I think with him is that he doesn't have a way to get that whiff for the third strike. He's heavy cutter, and we've seen a lot of cutter this spring. He's four-seam, he's changeup. The curveballs kind of went by the wayside, which I think is something that he's going to have to add into it if he's going to get into these two-strike counts. And maybe it was just the Yankees in general forcing him into deeper counts because their lineup is so good. But he has to find a way to get these guys out with two strikes. We saw it early with Juan Soto. He had him in a 1-2 count. He walked him. We saw a lot of two-strike counts tonight that he just wasn't able to finish them. And I don't know if he really has a true out pitch here. I don't know if the cutter might be that for him. But at some point, he's going to have to be a guy that can eat some innings for you. And if he throws like he did tonight, obviously he can't do that.
Right.
But when you look at this rotation here, you see a Mitch Keller, he's going to eat innings for you. After that, Martin Perez, I don't know if he's an innings eater. I think he's going to be effective, but I don't know if he's going to be an innings eater. I think you might get very quality innings out of him, but maybe not to the depth that you'd like. And then when you look at the final two spots there, you're looking at probably some younger guys who probably aren't going to be innings eater type of dudes. And we know the bullpen is a strength of this team, but someone on this team has to be able to eat some innings. And Marco Gonzalez fits that mold. Because he kind of fits that Rich Hill mold last year, right? Where Rich Hill just ate a bunch of innings. Marco Gonzalez kind of has to fill that role to me. But he's got to find a way to get guys out with two strikes, and he cannot walk dudes like he did tonight and like he's done the last right. 2 years.
So I think what you're saying is absolutely correct. Now, like the innings eating ability, like, does the injury still worry you some on that too? Like, that's part of it too. Like, Rich Hill, he has a rubber arm. He's going to go out there and throw. Like, he can keep going and going and going. Like, I'm not too worried about Rich Hill. Now, he has an injury history, which is more of like the blister. Yeah. But like his actual arm itself, I'm not too worried about. With Marco, it kind of lingers. Now, again, like the biggest thing for him coming into this year was to find out if he is healthy. Like the fact that he was hitting 89 this spring and throwing, I understand that, but we already know like he already is limited in that skill set, right? But it showed that, okay, maybe the health concern is a little behind us now, but it still does linger. Like, I assume he can eat innings, but that injury risk is still there. But regardless, like you said, you're 100% accurate. Like, he has the ability to throw a lot of pitches. But when you throw 50 in two innings, you're not going to eat innings either. You know, it's like you said, you got to limit the walks and such also. And tonight he He had, two walks and 3 points. Like, it wasn't egregious, but like, he wasn't really filling the zone. But like, when he was too, like I said, it was just a meatball in the middle of the zone getting taken yards. So like you said, it's not a good outing at all whatsoever. And to comp to Jose Quintana, like, I get that. But I also just don't want to use Jose Quintana as the end all be all. Like, well, it's totally fine because Jose Quintana was awful and he turned out okay. Well, there's also hundreds of other pitchers who were awful and are awful because they're awful. And again, like, it's hard to take away from spring training because you don't know what they're working on, right, what they're doing. There's a lot that really goes into it. But at the same sense, he just didn't look sharp. So yeah, like, again, like, you come out of this with some concerns. It's not like Marco Gonzalez is bad and he's not going to make the rotation and there's no hope. It's just he still didn't look sharp tonight. And that's a little bit of a concern. And you came into the season with concerns, right? So that's just all it's coming down to, really.
Yeah, that's good. No, I completely agree with you. It's just, we're obviously not throwing a baby out with the bathwater here, but like, there are issues here.
You guys talk about me and all my knowledge and stuff. Tyler, you have the worst. I've never heard of half these ones you even say.
I say things sometimes. I can't help it.
And you say them as like they're just common talk. Like, what? I mean, what is your linguistics in Lisbon, Ohio?
That's kind of a common phrase there, but whatever. But I do think there are concerns here with Marco Gonzalez, and thankfully he's not expensive. Like, if we're gonna pick one to struggle here, kind of glad it's him and not Martin Perez because he's a little bit more expensive. But just looking at Marco in general, I just question how he's going to get guys out. I really just am at that point with him because we've watched him all spring and I see the stuff. The stuff's just not good. It's not good. And that's not saying he can't get major leaguers out. You can get guys out by just being a good pitcher. You can change speeds. He has a good enough changeup. The separation's there from the fastball changeup. Yeah. The curveball's fine-ish. I think the cutter flashes some potential there. He got a lot of guys in two strike counts tonight, and he's just not able to put them away. And I don't know how he's going to put people away in general with the stuff he has. And obviously, tonight could be a spring in general could be just different here because they might just be working on him doing things in that situation. We could go into regular season and he could be a three pitches or less Ray Searage type of dude, which I think would probably fit him more.
Yeah.
But from what I've seen to this point, I question how he's going to get guys out.
Yeah, I think it's fair. I think it's absolutely fair. I really know what more to add to that. Other than the fact, again, just like we kind of just talked and alluded to, like the rotation is what's really going to limit this. I think Marco Gonzalez is a fine pitcher, more to the degree of what you had to give up for him, which was really nothing. You're paying him $3 million. Like, two teams paid him, like, his salary down for the Pirates to get him at $3 million. You know, so like, just to have, as a guy who is a major leaguer, is a lefty, you know, like that, like, he profiles well at PNC Park, but he just has to pitch well. So again, I don't hate him being here, but he is very limited. And tonight shows why he's limited. Like, he's going to absolutely have these type of games. Like, look at Rich Hill. You know, I think the comp to like Rich Hill is actually very, very similar in this sense. You know, Rich Hill is probably going to get out there and give you 5-6 innings, right? He's going to give up some runs, but he's going to do it in a sense that he'll have a good game here and there. He'll have a game that he just has a clunker and blows up because of his limited ability, right? Like tonight, and you're throwing 91 miles an hour and you're not feeling it, team is going to just come out there and wreck you. You know, like, when, I guess the difference, like, we talk about velocity, you talk about velocity, how the arms come up on the last and it's on game day. Like, that's kind of the difference. Like, if you're Paul Skeens and you're not feeling it, you can still get by with 102 mile an hour fastball. When you're Marco Gonzalez and you're not feeling it, that 89 mile an hour fastball, as you say, Tyler, Kyle Hendricks, you're going to take him deep.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, again, like, that's just what's going to happen. And tonight was one of those nights where he clearly wasn't feeling it. And you know what? It's going to be a clunker. And this, the night you chalk it up and say, all right, here's your L. But I think most nights he probably can give you five or six and two, three, four and runs, and like your team's still in the game.
I mean, that's the thing though, right there, what you just said. Marco Gonzalez has to be able to give you five innings and at the worst four earned runs. It's a terrible ERA. We all know that. But you live with that because he gave you five innings. You need a guy like that. And 2024 Major League Baseball and the position the Pirates are in, with the rotation they've built where it feels like there's some upside there, but there's also a very, very, very low floor. You need a guy that's just going to eat those five innings for you and keep you in a ball game.
That's why I really wanted the Kyle Gibsons of the world.
No, I mean, but when you look at this team right now, it makes sense.
Yeah. But yeah. So, other way, again, with Marco Gonzalez, wasn't a good outing. But again, this isn't like the doom and gloom, end all be all. He stinks. Get him out of here. There's no hope. It is spring training. Keep that perspective. Yep. For the same sense, you want to keep the perspective when the Pirates have 900 home runs right now.
Yeah, exactly. And also, just for the record, the ball was carrying today.
Yeah. But I mean it is on Carlos Stan.
Oh, yeah, he murdered baseball.
Well, even O'Neill Cruz is. We'll get into that. Let's get into a little more positive. We'll talk about Quinn later. How about
that? That's fine.
You want to talk about O'Neill and Jack? But yeah, O'Neill, he had a ground rule double today. Cabrian Hayes had a ground rule double today. But again, like O'Neill Cruz is just so effortlessly. Yeah. Talk to me, Tyler.
Yeah, man. Like, I think honestly, just to preface this entire thing with the O'Neill Cruz, Jackson West, because the reason I wanted to talk about them was from what I've seen at this point and just kind of following along their stats in general in spring, we all know the results really don't matter in spring.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Exco, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Biosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Exco, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Order now at Acura.com.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
But we're talking about two guys that strike out a good bit. Like, they're two guys that strike out a lot, plain and simple. Both of them, from what I've seen in the spring, it looks like there is a conscious effort from both of them with two strikes to maybe just put the ball in play. And I think Jack Suwinski's maybe more of the example here, and granted, one strikeout would rocket his rate probably with the at-bats that he's gotten to this point. Like, if he struck out one more time, he'd probably be at his regular amount. But I really noticed it today. With two strikes last year, we saw a lot of Jack Sawinski just watching and maybe looking for a walk and not swinging at pitches that he just didn't keep in the bat alive. Plain and simple, he did not do that. I think we're seeing him get a little more aggressive with two strikes, maybe knowing, like, all right, these strikeouts are really what's limiting me here. And maybe that's why I'm going through these slumps like I am, because I'm getting to this little mentally, he's getting to this point where it's like, I'm struggling. I'm just going to see some pitches here. And then all of a sudden it's strikeout, 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 because you're in your head so much, you don't know what you're looking for. It looks like he's taking a little more of an aggressive approach at the plate with two strikes. And I think I saw that today with Neil Cruz as well, because there was a borderline pitch, and I think it was his first at bat, the one he popped out on. He fouled it off. The next one, he went the other way with it. And then we saw it later where a ball outside, he literally just snapped his wrist and hit it 96 miles an hour for a ground rule double. I thought the wind carried it, but he hit it 96 miles an hour and he put no effort into it. He missed it completely. But things like that from those two guys, it does make me wonder if there's a conscious effort from the Pirates to maybe improve on that strikeout rate in general. It's something that it's just something I want to watch going into the year here, because the strikeouts are obviously an issue with this team. Mm-hmm. And I think we're seeing maybe more of a conscious effort to try to just cut down on that a touch.
Let me interject a little bit. So we never got to see Neil Cruz at all last year, basically. Mm-hmm. I'm like, not counting nine games, right? But I guess, actually, let me take that back a little bit. We did get to see him. It's very limited. But what we saw was a bit different from the year before. And that's why we're excited to see it, because for all the reasons you're talking about. And do you recall Jack's September?
Yeah.
So I guess I want to say that. I know last year, like in general, what you're saying is absolutely, but there was something different last year in September also. And it was a lot to like what you're talking about with Jack too. It seemed like he just really wanted to put the ball in play. Mm-hmm. And we look at his September, he batted 289. Slugged 489, right? He only had a strikeout rate of 26.2%, which again is fine for him. Like, what you're going to, like, 26.2 for a Jack Sawinski is perfectly fine. So I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong, but I'm saying there might be some carryover, just a tad. That was what was encouraging about Jack Sawinski last year in September, like how it was encouraging for O'Neill Cruz in September the year before, when it seemed like he was leading off and things maybe started clicking for him, which we saw carry over into 2023 spring training. And now we're seeing carry over to Jack for 2024 spring training. So I think there might be a little more to what you're saying. And this might've started even last year, which all I'm trying to say is it leaves you even more encouraged by it. Now, I know Jim was talking about three word Jack Sawinski and he saw me walk off the set. it was more because he was telling me that he is better than Ryan Reynolds, that I was like, this is egregious. I can't take this anymore. But if this is what Jack Sawinski is, we know the talent that he presents. You have the ability of seeing like a three war type of Jack Sawinski. Because if he's doing what you're saying is true, and that was the biggest struggle we talk about time and time again, you can hit home runs. You have a good enough bat. Why are you watching so many pitches go by? Swing the bat, buddy. Right?
Right.
Because like you say, like, I mean, umpires are human and we see it. And everyone wants to complain about, you know, the umpires are against the Pirates, right? They're just so against the Pirates, all these bad calls. Well, you know what? You got to start swinging the bat. Like, umps aren't perfect. You got to get that mentality of anything close, I'm just not swinging at. Swing the bat. Do some damage.
You're not the 0-2 Oakland A's.
No. Right. So, again, like you're talking about tonight, maybe we've actually even started seeing this of last year, which could leave you be more encouraged by Jacksonville since you're still kind of seeing that today.
No, I think that that's actually a really, really good point. Because we are seeing a carryover that you mentioning Cruz last year, like just those nine games. And even in spring, like we saw this version of Cruz, and maybe because it's been so long, I just kind of blanked on it, but, and just wanted to see him not be so aggressive because obviously he's coming off an injury, but you mentioning Sawinski, like I don't, there, it does seem like there was maybe more of an emphasis placed on balls in play. And to this point, I do think we've seen that from the bats. Today, obviously, a bad example because it just didn't work.
Sure.
But just in general, the bats have been really good. So, yeah, I mean, I'm encouraged by what I've seen from a lot of the key players coming into this year at the plate.
That's 100% where I'm at. And that's why I wanted to say that, because again, like it's spring for all those things we talk about, Marco Gonzalez, we could just throw out the window for your Jack Sawinski talk. But what I want to do is kind of validate a little bit, because we did see actually what you're saying last year to a degree in September going forward. So like, this might not just be like a spring mirage. This is something that they're actually doing, he's focused on doing, and you might see more of this year. And again, that's what leaves you very much encouraged for Jack Sawinski's 2024. Now, again, come April, May, when we start seeing it, that's when you can start really believing and such. But there's definitely some signs to this point. And that's what really, again, like I keep talking about how optimistic I am about this lineup. And it's for all these things we were talking, like if Jack Sawinski does exactly what you're talking about, like he is a three-war player. Still not better in B-Ray, Jim. But yeah. So, you know, great. And again, like, I just love seeing Ono Cruz. Like you're talking about, he just flicks the wrist and it goes over the ball. Like, how does he do this?
He hit a ball 96 miles an hour and he completely missed it. And the thing is, like, that's a base hit every day of the week in the regular season as well, wind dated or not, because he hit a ball 96 miles an hour, the complete opposite direction, and they're going to shift the hell out of him every single time. So all he has to, like, he gets free base hits by missing baseballs. I'm not joking. He does. Like, he gets free base hits by missing the ball. He's just so long and athletic. Like, also, just, I don't want to take it off the tracks here, but like I was very encouraged by him defensively tonight as well. He made a couple just nice plays that maybe before I'm a little concerned. He slowed himself down on some plays. Like he had a rocket hit at him. It was one hopper. He had to back up on it. And he slowed himself down because the throw is normally what's going to make him get a little erratic there. He slowed himself down, made the throw. Another one, he came across the diamond. Fielded it, just made a light throw. He doesn't have to throw it 115 miles an hour across the diamond all the time. So, just, I'm very encouraged by O'Neill Cruz in general. Very happy he's ours and not Ellie.
Good call. What I do want to say is I want to see another angle on that one, that one ball that like kind of blooped over his head, because he is 6'7" and he's athletic as hell. We know that. Like when that ball was hit live, I was like, oh, that's an out. And then he didn't get to it. And this isn't me calling him out. It's just like, then those, the angle we were watching that, like, where was that ball? Because it looked so catchable. And again, it's O'Neill. That was just kind of weird. But yeah, I mean, all good stuff. Definitely encouraging stuff. Now, the defense has been shaky this year in spring so far. But like, if you're also going to have a 1500 OPS and have like 150 pace home run season, then you'll take that.
Yeah.
I know that's not all going to happen.
But no, you know what I mean? Like, all he's got to do is just hit 115 home runs and we can live with the defense.
If your shortstop has, you know, like a 12, like again, I don't know what's going to be it, but we see the bat. If that's what your shortstop is, you can live with some errors. Now, again, it's got to be some. Can't be all the errors. But so good stuff tonight that you talked about. So those two were standouts. Let's quickly go through some stuff here. Not a whole lot more to really, really talk about. I do want to talk about Quinn Priester a little bit. The last time we were on was Quinn Priester's last actual start, and it was very encouraging. where we talked that, okay, maybe we're back on the Quinn Priester train here a little bit. A lot of good stuff that we saw. Ty Ty, this isn't really the next outing you want to use to build off of that to cement yourself into this rotation that's already very shaky.
No, it's not. Because I really do think that Quinn Priester had an opportunity here. He really did have an opportunity to take the reins of being one of those leading candidates to be in the rotation, because nobody's really taken off here. Mm-hmm. I'm encouraged by the swings and misses, I guess, but tonight he was very erratic. He'd have very limited command of the breaking stuff.
Yeah.
It was just kind of ugly from him in general. And it was ugly from everybody pitching tonight. But
that's fair.
Also, it goes back to, like, I don't care if it's ugly from everyone else. Figure it out. One of you guys has to figure it out. And he hasn't done enough to show you, like, he deserves to be in the opening day rotation. And I say that as, like, it's not really that negative, because every one of these guys is going to get an opportunity this year. That's just the way baseball works. Like, we're going to sit here and talk about the opening day rotation a lot. And really, it doesn't matter, because they're all going to get an opportunity.
Yeah.
It's going to be stretched out. One of these guys is going to have to eventually figure it out, or someone else will come in and do it. That's the only way to get this team to a point where they're going to be competitive. Someone's got to eat some competitive innings, and someone's got to be good enough to do so.
There are two spots open for the taking. And that's what the discouraging part is. The guys that you needed to step up to take it aren't. And that's what more and more reason why it's looking like Jared Jones might be that guy. Like you say, like Quinn Priester had the opportunity tonight to say, you know what? Two starts ago, the first three innings were really, really good, and then it fell apart. Last start was a complete, really, really strong outing. So if I go out today and have another strong outing, you know what? I'm feeling good. I'm hoping and believe maybe the guys that are making decisions are now feeling better about me as well. And if I have one more opportunity this spring to go out there and make another solid start, you know what? Hey, Quinn, you've done what you needed to do to submit yourself in this rotation. Here you go. Damn. Now, it's just one start, you know? This start it was an outing, but like right. This one didn't look good at all. And now it makes you just feel like, you know what, like last one, I'm not going to say it's an anomaly, but like this is what Quinn Priester is. Like he's just not consistently good. Like you can't trust him. Less than like the Marco Gonzalez thing, because Marco Gonzalez has also proven to be like a major league pitcher.
Right.
Quinn Priester certainly has not yet.
Yeah. Like,
and you have guys like Jared Jones knocking on the door. And again, like if you are a Quinn Priester, you have to also see and feel that.
And you also, I mean, you got to feel Paul Skeens. You got to feel Domingo Germán. Like those are two guys that are ready to go. Plain and simple. Like you have two spots and you have two guys that are waiting in the wings. One of you guys has to figure it out here.
That's a good point.
Or else you're not going to get an opportunity.
And Germán has to ramp up, but he's right. Coming.
But like, there are guys that are waiting.
Like in the world. He's coming.
There are guys that will get the opportunity. They just, like in Paul Skeens' case, he's has some other things that has to be worked out first with innings and things like that. And Germán, he's got other things to work out, but there are guys that are just down there waiting. And not to mention, there are still guys out there available. So I don't really. I'm a Quinn Priester fan. I don't want to hear people talk about, and I don't know if they will, but like that this was a reliever outing and he didn't get his regular blah, 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 because that's, you know, people will do that. I'm not playing the excuses right now. Like you either pitch or you don't pitch well or don't. And he didn't pitch well.
Spring training stats don't matter, but there's a lot in spring training but spring training matters. And again, it matters mostly too. For your Quinn Priesters, because again, you're battling for a job.
Yeah.
And you're right. Like, that's just an excuse of why you weren't able to perform. Okay, well, you know what? Pitching in the major leagues is also hard. you're not going to give me an excuse every time you go out there and why you didn't pitch well. Do it. Yeah. You just have to shut up and do it.
Yeah, plain and simple. Mm-hmm. You got to at least show that you can be competitive. And I don't know that he did that tonight.
No, I know he did not do it tonight.
I mean, I think he settled in a little bit, but like he didn't do it well enough.
Here's my issue with that. When he settled in was also when the B team was in.
Cool.
And I know it's not totally fair, but like, yeah, he settled in, but it was also when the minor leaguers were in. Yeah. And at that point in time, fair. Like you have to, like you need to be doing that against those guys because you're facing the previous lineup when you're in the major leagues, you know? Yeah. So that's why I also don't want to give him the excuse he settled in because like you kind of just have to at that point.
No,
but either way, he just didn't look sharp. Definitely wasn't a continuation off of building the last start, which is, it's up in the air. We talked last week about stamping. Who would you stamp right now? And I think both of us came away as like, well, the good thing is there's two more weeks left and we're not ready to. Glad I didn't make that stamp last week. And I'm still not ready to stamp anybody at this point in time.
Yeah. I still have no idea.
Right.
And honestly, like, I have no idea right now, but I don't really know that it matters because they're all going to get a shot.
Probably.
Like the way that it works, they're all going to get their opportunity here. I just hope it's not the expense of somebody that I'm penciled in.
Right. Well, either way, let's get out of here. Other than that, like we said, Brian Hayes had a hit. Brian Reynolds had a hit. Andrew McCutchen had a hit. That was pretty much your offense today. 4 in total. 12 strikeouts, 2 walks. Pirates lose 12-0 to the Yankees.
And we spent 38 minutes on it.
But to be fair, we spent like 6 talking about Permanis. So it's a 30-minute show.
All right, that works.
But we will get out of here. We will be back tomorrow for NS9 Live. Then we'll be back again on Saturday and Sunday for 2 more post games. Hopefully they're more fun to talk about.
But you know what? We got ours out of the way here, Donato.
We did. Oh, we're done, buddy. We are done.
I'm good for the week. Well, we'll be back tomorrow.
Well, for NS9 Live. That's different. So let's get out of here. Appreciate y'all for watching. Bye-bye.
Peace out, Scouts.
Hey, you all, thank you for watching. I know we try to provide the most entertaining content that we can, and we'd love to spread it to as many people as possible. So I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but if you could take the 5 seconds to like this video and subscribe to the page, it helps out so much more than you know. Thank you, and let's go Bucks.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning.
I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl for 2-in-1 disinfection, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.